You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
He already died. He did this bad thing.
为什么要让无辜的下一代或者下下一代承担呢？
Why are we allowing the innocent offspring one generation or even two generations down to repay this?
这太残忍了吧。
So this is so cruel.
事情都过这么久了。
So this thing has already passed for so long.
难道没有什么别的方法可以解决吗？
Weren't there any other ways to solve this?
当我们这样子想的时候
So when we think like this,
我们其实是很像美国国会里面的那些议员
We're just like the congressmen of the US Capitol.
他们一直想不懂
They cannot understand.
这以色列人跟那些阿拉伯人
The Israelites and all those Arab people,
就不能够和平相处吗
Why can't they just live peacefully together?
为什么打呀打呀打个没完没了呢
Why are they at war against each other forever?
对我们现代的人呢
So towards us modern people
更麻烦
It's even more troublesome
为什么呢
Why is it?
扫罗流无辜人的血
It is that Saul has bled the blood of the innocent
沾污了地
and has stained the earth.
根据民数记35:33,
according to Numbers chapter 35:33,
你们就这样，你们就不污秽所住的地，因为血是污秽地的。
Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land.
若有人在地上流人血的，非流那杀人者的血，那地就不得洁净。
And the atonement cannot be made for the land on which the blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one who shed it.
不得洁净。
That you cannot atone,
就是不能够赎回来。
Which is you cannot make an atonement for it.
所以非得杀人的。
So you have to...for the one who shed the blood.
你如果知道这个扫罗干的这是非杀人不可的。
So you know that for the matter of what Saul has done, you have to kill someone.
那第二方面更糟糕。
It's even worse on the second matter.
是扫罗不但犯了杀人的罪。
Is that Saul did not only commit the sin of killing someone.
扫罗犯的更大的罪是违背了启示所立的约。
The bigger sin that Saul has committed is that he has disobeyed the covenant that was made in the name of the Lord Jehovah.
当时启示立约
At that time when the covenant was made,
你如果去读约书亚记9:20,
if you go read the book of Joshua chapter 9:20,
他那里讲到那个是如果违背这个约就有耶和华的愤怒会临到。
It says that if someone disobeys this oath, then the wrath of the Lord Jehovah will come upon them.
所以这是个严重的事情啊。
So this is a very severe matter.
中文翻作立约。
So in the Chinese, it was translated into making a covenant.
其实在原文里头。
But in actuality, in the original text,
是割一个约。
It is to knife out, to cut out a oath or a covenant.
那什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
因为当时要立约啊
Because at that time, in order to make a covenant,
你要把一个动物割成一半
You need to cut an animal into half.
然后放在两旁
And to put it aside.
然后立约的人从中间走过去
And the one that made the covenant will walk in between them.
那意思是什么呢
What does it mean?
如果谁毁约
It's whoever destroys this, or betrays this covenant.
就要像这个被砍开的动物一样
Will just be like this animal that was just cut open.
听懂了吗
Do you understand?
你知道我常常主持婚礼啊
You know, often I'm the master ceremony for weddings.
你知道婚礼的时候，那个新娘啊、新郎啊、新郎在那边傻笑。
You know the bride and the groom is smiling.
然后那个傻新娘也高高兴兴走进来。
And the bride is, you know, walking towards the groom.
然后他们要做什么事呢
？Then what would they do?
他们要在神的面前立约。
They will make a covenant in front of God.
听懂了吗
You understand?
他们还会笑
They were able to smile.
他们真不知道
They didn't know.
那是多么可怕的事情
This is truly a fear, terrifying thing.
所以我每次看他们笑我都替他们担心
So every time when I look at them smiling, I'm worried for them.
他们知不知道在神面前立的约是多么神圣的东西啊
Do they know how holy it is to make a covenant in front of God?
他们知不知道在神面前立的约，如果出问题，耶和华要多么严厉的修理啊
？Do they know how severe the punishment will be if the covenant they made in front of the Lord has gone wrong?
好，现在我们懂了这两点。
So now we know these two points.
我们说扫罗干这件事十恶不赦。
Now we said it is truly unforgivable for what Saul has done.
扫罗该死。
So Saul should die, ought to die.
但现在问题。
But the problem.
扫罗已经死了。
Saul has already died.
为什么他的后代子孙要承担呢
？Why is it that his offsprings must bear this?
难道我们忘记了在《申命记》二十四章十六节里面的话吗
？Have we forgotten in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 26, what it says? Or verse 16, what it says?
不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子。凡被杀的，都为本身的罪。
Father shall not be put to death for their children, nor children put to death for their fathers.Each is to die for his own sin.
这上帝的话。
This is the word of God.
这个大卫怎么可以随便就违背圣经呢
？How can David go against the word of the Bible just like that?
圣经不讲大卫是合神心意的人吗
？Didn't the Bible say that David is the man after God's heart?
你一定要明白一个很重要的事情。
You must understand a very important matter.
生命记的记载
，the recordings of Deuteronomy，
是讲到关于我们人跟人中间的问题。
It's talking about problems between men.
这件事情。
This matter.
跟扫罗所犯的罪是有不同的。
It's different from the sin that Saul has committed.
因为你读这段圣经。
Because if you read this passage.
从第一节开始。
From verse 1.
一直读到十四节。
Until verse 14.
你应该很清楚地知道一件事。
You will clearly understand one thing.
饥荒是谁造成的？
Who created, who caused the famine?
耶和华。
Jehovah.
什么时候耶和华让他下雨，让百姓可以重新跟神祷告呢？
When did Jehovah allow it to rain and restore the communication between men and himself?
等到七个人被宰了，挂起来了。
After the seven people were killed and hung.
换一句话说
In other words,
这件事情是耶和华所喜悦的。
This matter was pleasing to Jehovah.
讲清楚吗
Are you clear?
那这怎么办呢
So, what's going on here?
你如果知道生命记里的规定是个人中间的恩怨
So, if you understand the recording of the Deuteronomy is during...is in the midst of personal matters.
你不能够去追讨别人的后代。
You cannot go after other people's offsprings.
扫罗在这里所处理的事情。
However, the matter of Saul here
不是个人的事。
Is not a personal matter.
扫罗是王。
Saul was king.
他代表以色列人。
He represented the Israelites.
他杀基遍人。
So when he killed the Gibeonites,
是带着全以色列人毁了当初以色列首领代表以色列人和基遍人所立的约。
He led the Israelites to betray the covenant that was established between the leaders of the Israelites and the Gibeonites.
所以扫罗最大的问题
So the biggest problem of Saul
是得罪了。耶和华
is that he has sinned against Jehovah.
圣经里面很清楚地讲到神，有四次很清楚地讲到神的原则。
Four times in the Bible, it clearly talked about the principle of God.
耶和华神是为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
The Lord Jehovah will keep his love.And his kindness and forgive all transgressions and sins for all men.
但是他万不以有罪的为无罪。
However, he will not count the sin as sinless.
必追讨他的罪。
He will sought after his sin.
自父及子直到三世代。
To his father and his sons and three to four generations down.
这是为什么这一件事情
This is why in this matter
大卫做的是合乎圣经
That David, what David did was in accordance to the Bible
我们现在一想到什么赎罪祭啊
Now when we think of the offering of atonement
我们想到十字架啊
Or the cross
想到耶稣为我们死啊
When we think about Christ died for us
我们想到什么
What do we think about?
我们就想到神好爱我们、啊、
We think about, oh, God is so loving.
神好爱我们、啊、
God loves us so much.
这是真的。
This is true.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
以色列人想到赎罪祭
That when the Israelites look upon the offering,
他们所看见的全是血淋淋的祭物。
All the things that they can see are the bloody offerings.
切成一块一块的。
That it was cut into portions by portion.
然后摆在祭坛上。
To put in front of the altar.
如果你从那个祭坛旁边走过去。
If you walk past by the altar.
刚好看到那个牛的头。
You will see the head of the cow.
他两个眼睛瞪着你。
The two eyes gaze directly into you.
他们会感受到赎罪的恐怖。
They will feel the terrifying part of atonement.
血腥。
Of the bloodiness.
残忍。
The cruelty.
从利未记第一章开始。
From the first chapter of Leviticus.
就开始讲祭司怎么杀牛。
It talks about how the priest will kill the cow.
清内脏。
To clear out the organs.
扒皮。
To take off the skin.
切块。
To sever them into portions.
焚烧。
And how to burn them.
从利未记第一章一直到新约圣经。
From Leviticus chapter 1 all the way to the New Testament.
到加略山。
To Mount Calvary.
骷髅地。
To the land of Golgotha.
都在告诉我们一件事。
It's all telling us one thing.
赎罪不是轻松的事。
Atonement is not an easy matter.
挂在十字架上的基督
The Christ that was hung on the cross
亲身担当了耶和华的愤怒
He himself bore the wrath of Lord Jehovah
罪是极为可怕的
That the sin is extremely terrifying
罪的刑罚是难以忍受的
That the punishment of sin is unbearable Every time when we come to the bread and the cup, do not look at this as an ordinary matter. The Lord, how holy is our Lord Jehovah? How terrifying it is for us to sin against Jehovah. The story of the Gibeonites is to remind us that without the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, our ending will be most terrifying. Until we understand that the atonement is very bloody, is very cruel, that the Christ being hung on the cross, his blood is shed for us, drop by drop. Only when you understand the cruelty and the bloodiness, then you will understand how much Christ loved us. In this passage, verse 7 was inserted. In the midst of this terrifying and bloody recording, there's a beautiful promise that's hidden here.
这节圣经把我们带回到撒母耳记上20章和撒母耳记下第9章。
This passage brought us back to 1 Samuel chapter 20 and 2 Samuel chapter 9.
大卫和约拿单立的约
is the covenant established between David and Jonathan.
大卫因着这个约
because of this covenant,
他不但在撒母耳记下第9章对米非波设守约施慈爱,
not only did David, in according to this covenant, obeyed this covenant towards Mephibosheth, and gave him kindness.
在这一章圣经,
in this passage,
大卫依然信实守住他所立的约。
David is continually being faithful to the covenant that was established.
圣灵仿佛要让我们看见一个强烈的对比。
The Holy Spirit, it's as if the Holy Spirit wants us to see this great contrast.
同样是指着耶和华的名起誓立的约。
It is all talking similarly, pointing towards the covenant in the name of the Lord Jehovah.
扫罗毁约。
Saul disobeyed, betrayed the covenant.
带下恐怖的后果。
And it brought terrifying aftermath.
大卫守约,
but David kept the covenant.
带来何等的荣耀喜乐。
And it brought down glory and joy.
圣灵在这里画了一幅美丽的图画。
The Holy Spirit here has drawn a beautiful picture.
那一位大卫的子孙,
the son of David,
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
他曾经在约翰福音3章39节,
once said in Gospel of John, Gospel of John 3, verse
6, 6章39节,
chapter 6, verse 39,
他说, 差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的, 叫我一个也不失落,
it says that, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
我们在饼杯面前,
so in front of the bread and the cup,
我们不只是要知道赎罪的血腥和残酷,
not only should we know the bloody and the cruelty of atonement,
我们不只是要知道耶稣基督是多么的爱我们,
not only should we know how loving the Lord Jesus was towards us,
我们永远不要忘记,
but we shall never forget, forget.
我们喝的是立新约的杯,
that the cup that we drink is the new covenant.
它永远 守约是慈爱。
That he will always keep his covenant and give out his and offer his love.
这是何等的应许。
What a promise this is.
这是何等伟大的主。
This is how great our Lord is.
然后从第十节到第十四节。
And then from verses 10 through 14.
讲到爱的忧愁。
It talks about the mourning of love.
以色列人已经知道他们饥荒的原因。
So the Israelites already know about the cause of the famine.
大卫也搞清楚了基遍人要什么方法才能够解决问题。
David was also clear of what Gibeonites wanted.
大卫能够迅速的就把基遍人搞定。
So quickly,David was able to resolve the matter of the Gibeonites.
好像什么都 OK 了。
As if everything now is okay.
但是有一个人他不 OK。
However, there's one person who was not okay.
这是利斯巴。
Which is Rizpah.
他是七个牺牲的人里面两个人的妈妈。
She was the mother of two of the seven that were killed.That was sacrificed.
她没有办法改变她孩子的命运。
She was not able to change the fate of her children.
她甚至于不能够反对大卫的决定。
And she couldn't even oppose the decision of David.
或许她还会承认这个处置是最好的了。
Maybe she would even admit that this is the best way to solve all these things.
但是她必须面对她心中的忧伤。
However, she must face her mourning.
他在挂尸体的地方搭了帐篷。
So she put up a tent of where the corpse were hung.
他在那里保护那些尸体。
And she was there to protect the corpse.
白天。
And during the day.
不让空中的雀鸟落在尸体上。
Prevented the birds from landing on the bodies.
晚上。
And at night,
不让野间的走兽来践踏。
And did not allow the wild animals to touch them.
按照摩西的律法
So in accordance to the law of Moses
处死的人
the people who were put to death
应该在天黑以前就埋了
You shall bury them before dark
生命记21章23节
In Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 21 verse 23
他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜必要当日将他埋葬免得沾污了耶和华你神所赐你为业的地，因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
You must not leave his body on the tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
但是这七个人的处死
，But the death sentence of these seven men.
是因为他们羞辱了耶和华的名。
Were because they have mired the name of the Lord Jehovah.
所以他们必须等到耶和华接受了赎罪祭。
Therefore, they must wait until the Lord Jehovah has accepted the offering of atonement.
就是说，当神把咒诅拿走的时候。
Which is when God has taken away the curse.
你怎么知道神满意了？
How would you know that God now is satisfied?
你怎么知道神把咒诅拿走了？
How can you know that God has taken away the curse?
这就是第十节说，只等到天降雨的时候。
And it is when it says that until rain has come upon them.
圣经没有告诉我们等了几天。
The Bible did not tell us how many days she waited.
还是几个月。
Or how many months?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
当你读这段圣经的时候
When you read this passage,
你千万不要就这样子随便的看过去了
Don't just read through just like that.
圣灵把这段圣经留在圣经里面
The Holy Spirit has left this passage in the Bible.
是要让我们设身处地的想一想
Is so that we may apply ourselves in that circumstance.
你所爱的孩子
You, the children that you love
已经死了
has already died.
挂在那里
It was hung there.
受羞辱
is being despised.
你要坐在那里。
And you are sitting over there.
你要一直保护着他。
And you are continuously protecting them.
你要一直看着他。
You are watching them.
你知道这是什么样的痛苦吗？
You know what kind of pain this is?
你知道这是什么样的忧伤吗？
You know what kind of mourning this is?
这一种锥心刺骨的痛。
This type of deep and hurt.
不是语言可以表达的。
Is indescribable by words.
利斯巴的事情
the story of Rizpah
传到了大卫的 耳中
now came to David
连大卫也被感动
and David was moved by it
很可能因此才让大卫想起了扫罗和巴拿巴的尸骨还没有好好埋葬
maybe it's because of this that David thought of that Saul and Jonathan's bones were not yet buried
于是大卫就给了扫罗、约拿丹，还有那七个被挂的人一个非常荣誉的葬礼。
Therefore, David had this honorable burial for Saul, for Jonathan, and those seven people.
很多读圣经的人都注意到。
Many Bible scholars have noticed.
写圣经的人。
That the author of the Bible.
基本上可以略去。利斯巴这一段让人极度忧伤的事
can basically forget about writing this passage regarding Rizpah, this extremely saddened story.
没有第十节和第十一节
without verses 10 and 11,
整段的圣经照样看起来很一贯的
the body of the Bible will still be flow very well.
所以有一些解经的书
So there are some expositions
告诉我们说
That they tell us
我们要效法他为着爱愿意付的代价
We need to just like Rizpah toward you know, the price that she was willing to pay for love
她的勇气她的坚持
That we need to learn from her bravery, her persistence
甚至有人说他的孩子为了别人的罪受害他无怨无悔
Even some have talked about that she did not complain for her children paying the price of, for other people
但是我们要问
However, we need to ask
这是圣灵写这段圣经的目的吗
Is this the purpose for the Holy Spirit to write such a passage?
有没有可能
Is it possible
圣灵写这段事的时候
that when the Holy Spirit was writing this passage,
希望把我们带进到一个庄严沉重的忧伤里面
that he wants to bring us into a very serious mourning,
让我们沉浸在利斯巴的忧愁里面
that so that we are entrenched into the mindset of Rizpah.
让我们看一看他所看见的
So that we may see what she saw
闻一闻他所闻见的
That we may smell what she smelled
想一想他在想什么
And think about what she thought about
我不知道他坐在那里会想什么
I don't know what she was thinking about when she was sitting there
他会想起孩子小的时候那个可爱的笑容吗
Maybe she would think about the cute smile when the children were young.
他会想起孩子第一次叫他的那个声音吗
Maybe she would think of when her child first called out to her.
他会想起孩子第一次摔跤的样子吗
Maybe she would think about when her child first fell.
摆在我们面前的
What's put in front of us?
是无以言喻的忧伤
Is an indescribable Morning.
是否圣灵希望我们能够明白
Is it that the Holy Spirit wishes us to understand?
传道书七章三节的意思
That in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 3
忧愁强如喜笑因为面带愁容终必使心喜乐
That the mourning is the sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart.
是不是圣灵盼望我们后代的人？
Is it that the Holy Spirit is hoping that the later generations
可以深深地体会一下
may deeply understand
得罪了耶和华
that if you have sinned against the Jehovah
那个后果是何等的悲伤忧痛
How sorrowful and how painful it is the aftermath
诗篇九十篇第十一节。
In Psalm 91.
90 verse 11. 谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you.
扫罗不晓得。
Saul did not know.
也没有什么人晓得。
And no one else knew.
但是圣灵提醒我们
But the Holy Spirit is reminding us
我们应该在基比亚多待一下
That we need to stay just a little bit longer in Gibeah
让利斯巴的悲哀进入我们的里面
So that the mourning of Rizpah can enter into us
因为这将是我们生命能够成为圣洁极大的祝福
Because this is the great blessing that will allow ourlife to become holy, to be sanctified.
当你多看看基比亚
When you look more upon Gibeah,
你应该会想起来马可福音十五章三十三节、三十四节的话
You may think of the Gospel of Mark chapter 15, verse 32 and 33.
33 and 34,
sorry.
从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
That from the sixth hour, at the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour.
伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以诺利，以诺利，拿巴撒巴哥大尼。”
And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lam sabachthani."
翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Which means, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
如果你能够体会
If you can truly put yourself in
如果你能够听见
If you can hear
那个撕心裂肺的呼喊
This cry, great crying out loud
是因为你跟我的罪
It's because of the sin of you and I
耶和华的怒气
The wrath of Jehovah
倾倒在耶稣的身上
is poured upon the Lord Jesus Christ
每一次擘饼
every time when we come to the bread and the cup
我们应该在哥哥他多逗留一下
we need to stay just a little bit longer in Golgotha
在骷髅地感受一下那个无言语可以表达的悲伤
in Calvary let us feel this indescribable mourning
也许我们就能够更深的体会
Maybe we will be able to deeper to understand deeper
约翰一书四章十节说
That in the letter of 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 it says
不是我们爱神
It's not that we love God
乃是神爱我们
It's God loved us
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭
is that he has sent his son to become the offering the atonement
这就是爱了
this is love
将来有一天到永世里
one day there will be a day when we go into eternity
我们会感谢耶稣
we will thank Jesus,
他曾经在地上
that once he was on earth,
他为我们承受了那说不出来的忧愁
that he has bared the indescribable, unspeakable mourning.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主在你自己话语的光中
Lord, in the light of your own words,
我们求你让我们真的明白
we ask you to allow us to truly understand.
是什么样的爱?
What kind of love?
你自己愿意为我们成为挽回祭。
That you yourself are willing to become the atonement sacrifice, the atonement offering for us.
你甘心情愿地赎我们的罪。
That you are willing to atone for our sins.
你承受父神一切的愤怒。
That you have bared all the wrath of the Father.
好让我们今天可以回家。
So that today we may come home.
我们可以成为神的孩子。
That we may become children of God.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.